White, J.E. White, Emma. May 15, 1908. Typed. Elder J.E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I received your letters and have read them with interest. I am thankful that the Lord is working with your heart and mind, and that He is giving you a healthful, wholesome experience. I am very thankful also that your mind is relieved. May the Lord carry you forward step by step up the ladder, giving you an experience that is after the divine similitude. Edson, time now is short, and I am very anxious that you and Emma shall advance round after round of the ladder heavenward. Trials you will have, but pray and believe, and receive the rich blessings of heavenly grace. Consecrate mind and heart. Draw nigh to God daily, and you will obtain rest and fullness of peace. Do not miss one opportunity of obtaining a better understanding of the Word of God and of His will concerning you, that you may both know how to work intelligently. You have souls to save or to lose. I know the atmosphere at Battle Creek to be an objectionable one as regards physical and spiritual health. It has been a grief to me that it should have been Emma's plan to go there. I could not recommend her to take such a step. She cannot save the soul of her sister. Hattie must learn to comply with the requirements of the Word of God. I am sorry that Emma should think of going there. I fear that she will regret it, for neither Frank nor his wife can be a help to her spiritually. If ever there was a time when Emma needed to place herself in an atmosphere that is pure and spiritual, that time is now. This is a time when we must make our calling and election sure. I cannot see why Emma should turn from the invitations I have given her to come to my home and prefer to go to Battle Creek. It is the health of her soul that I am so deeply interested in. I know that association with Frank Belden can be of no help to her in this line. Unless Frank shall make decided changes, he will certainly lose his soul. I repeat what I have said before. If Emma will come to us, we will do all in our power to make her stay here a pleasant one. I have horses and carriages, and we can take her out whenever she may want to go. She can have the services of the most skillful physician at the sanitarium, and I will pay all her expenses. In Dr. Rand, she can find the best possible help. I am willing to do all in my power to help Emma. I have reached the place where I feel that I must stop my work of writing to a great degree and take more outdoor exercise. I should ride out every day.